Again, this poem about the children in Central Park, my New York poem, was elicited by an experience. Saturday morning, I was waiting for the Frick Museum to open, and I sat down and I watched all the mothers and fathers and nannies trotting their kids around in their strollers, and became a little bit of a social commentary. One of my colleagues likened it to a Philip Larkin poem, a little moment, and I had to be careful not to be too sarcastic and to keep the politics to a minimum. I had it heavily laden, I think, with too much sarcasm. Not too much sarcasm, but definitely too much politics, and it really diluted the poem. So I actually had several people look at this poem, and it was a time when it was good to have outside eyes, fresh eyes, look at the poem and tell me what I how I needed to check myself, not to overload myself politically or with satire and sarcasm. But there's certainly that was its intent, and I think I found a balance in that through the help of others, and it taught me a lot by listening to other people of what they thought about the poem. Specifically, it taught me how to check myself and not become overwrought or overextended in one emotional way. That's not good for any poem, I don't think, generally speaking.